So Kansas City improved to 4-0, snapping Ulysses' two-game win streak, who dropped to 2-2 on the season with that 27-7 win. Here's the comments post-game with assistant coach Landon Frank.
As we're joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank here in the post-game, congratulations on the victory tonight, Coach. You know, probably other than maybe the final 2 minutes plus of that second quarter, this was all dominated by Scott City tonight.
Yeah, we come out running the ball, and most definitely dominated the line and just kind of ran it where we wanted to until the end of that second quarter. They got a little momentum with a few passes and kind of got us off our game and kind of stuck it to us there for a little bit.
Well, they did, and it's 14-7, but I thought it was good to see your kids composed, find, you know, get in that locker room. They forced a turnover late in the second quarter, but I thought it was a big statement drive for your team to open up the second half, march it down the field, 11 plays, 65 yards, and just pounding it down the field there play by play, and really no negative plays there in that third quarter on that drive.
Yeah, you know, that takes a lot of concentration, too, to come back. You were, you know, the end of that second half, you get rattled a little bit, and then to come back, keep your composure, and just march it down the field. And I don't know how long of a drive that was, but it was pretty significant.
Yeah, the balance for you guys carrying the ball tonight, and I thought Harrison King, yes, he threw the pick six late in the second quarter, but I thought other than that, he took a step forward in his decision-making, and he's continued to look pretty confident out there as a quarterback.
You know, I think our running game, if we keep running that ball, and that'll loosen that passing game up a little bit for him, and as he makes those completions, he's going to get more confidence. So,
and, you know, you can call him about the four horses in the backfield there when you include Brandon Winterland, when he checks in there for Kale Bacale and Parker Hunter. They just did a good job of moving around there, and credit to the line there for opening up some big holes for him.
Yeah, you know, all four of them seniors there, you know, and they're pretty decent sized, every one of them. I think Hunter's the smallest of the bunch, and he's about 185, 190 pounds. So,
yeah, defensively here, this is a dominant performance here, and you know you're doing some pretty good things when you're forcing Ulysses to have to pass for really the last three quarters.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. You know, Ulysses is pretty much run orientated. And when you start making them pass in the second quarter, you know you've stopped something.
Well, a big win for you guys here to get to 4-0 halfway through this regular season already. And I think this is probably your biggest test of the year, and nothing to take away from Hugoton, nothing to take away from Holcomb. But this is your biggest test, and I think you have to like what you see as you head toward the second half of the season, starting at Russell next Friday night.
Yeah, and it sounds like from the scores out there, they're not going to be easy either. I think it's just going to be tougher as we get on in the season. This was a nice test for us. You know, defense stayed pretty strong. It'll be fun.
Well, congratulations. Victory 4-0 on the year, and we'll see you guys next week over at Russell.
All right, thanks.
Once again, thanks to assistant coach Landon Frank for joining us there post-game on Friday night there. Final numbers in the ball game: Scott City was dominant. They ended up with 21 first downs in the ball game, make that 22 first and 10s. They did have a total of 351 yards of offense, 294 on the ground, 57 through the air. Harrison King, 5 of 13 passing for 57 yards in the pick 6 in the second quarter, but he did a pretty good job of managing the game as well. It was a running game led by Hunter Yeager with 115 yards on 20 carries and a touchdown. Cale Goodman added 92 yards on 25 carries and a touchdown, and Parker Gooden had 10 carries, 51 yards, and Brandon Winterland, 7 carries, 54 yards. So those four over 50 yards rushing, that's a pretty good feat there, and you're going to win a lot of ball games if you're at least 50 yards with over four players. Jackson Lewis would be the leading receiver for Scott City with 2 catches for 32 yards. The Beavers were 7 of 17 on third downs and 2 of 3 on the fourth downs in the game. As for the Ulysses offense, they were pretty much stymied. They were forced to pass it throughout there, and you could tell that was a little bit out of their comfort zone. But they had probably a little bit of confidence going in with their passing game in the last couple of games coming in. They would throw 4 picks there. 96 yards passing on 9 of 25 attempts there. Just 10 rushing yards when it was all said and done for Ulysses. Just 106 yards of offense. They had 4 first downs, Just one of those in the second half, 1-3 on fourth downs. They were 2 of 12 on third downs. So Scott City wins the turnover battle 4-3 on Friday night there. It wasn't pretty in that second quarter. Both teams combined for 6 turnovers, 3 apiece. But the Beavers get the big victory in the series. They improve now to 41-30-1 as they continue to win over the Ulysses Tigers. It was their 6th straight win in this. Of course, they've won 9 in the last 10. And it was the 18th straight GWAC victory for Scott City. And their 47th straight win when scoring first. That's always a big stat there for Scott City as the Beavers win at 27-7. Ulysses 2-2. They will make a long road trip to Eastern Kansas next week to take on the Pittsburgh Purple Dragons. And Scott City faced only one 4A school for a second straight year in the Ulysses Tigers. Scott City will hit the road. It's their longest road trip in 10 years, 3 straight road games, I should say, or longest road series, I should say. They will go to Russell to take on the Broncos. They're 0-4. They're under a new coach, Otis Hendricks, their third coach in 3 years, so things tough a little bit there. They're a fairly young team, and they've changed things up on their offensive side, so it should be an interesting test for Scott City. And then they have a big final 3 games after Friday night with Beloit, Colby, and Concordia. 2 of those at home. Colby the lone game on the road after Friday night with Russell. But the Beavers need to take care of business on the road for the 3rd straight week at Russell on Friday night. That'll wrap up our Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. Thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoy them again. I'm Adam Kadavy, and we'll have Beaver football on Friday night.